How to calculate electricity costs for inverter and constant speed air conditioners. This explains how to convert the power consumption shown on the product label into energy use, add it to the usage of existing appliances, and apply Korea's tiered residential electricity rates. It also covers the operating differences between inverter and constant speed models, and the differences in power consumption among cooling, dehumidifying, and fan modes. Air conditioner energy use is estimated by multiplying power consumption, kW, by actual operating time and load factor. Because inverter models reduce output after reaching the set temperature, multiplying rated power consumption by the entire operating time may overestimate actual energy use. Constant speed models turn the compressor on and off, so you need to know not only the rated power consumption, but also the compressor's operating ratio. The most accurate way to calculate the increase in electricity costs from air conditioning is to calculate the household's total bill before and after using it and find the difference. Because dehumidifying mode also uses the compressor, it cannot be assumed that it always consumes less electricity than cooling mode. Air conditioner electricity bills cannot be determined solely from the power consumption listed on the product. You must calculate both how intensively and how long the air conditioner actually ran its compressor, and which progressive rate tier the household's total electricity consumption falls into. The most practical calculation is to subtract the estimated bill without air conditioner use from the estimated bill after air conditioner use. This method also reflects rate differences that arise when air conditioner usage crosses progressive rate tiers. Product information to check first look for the following items on the air conditioner's indoor unit, outdoor unit, energy efficiency label, or manufacturer's product specifications. Item to check meaning calculation precautions cooling capacity, the amount of heat that can be removed from the indoor space. This indicates cooling performance, not electricity consumption. Even if expressed in W or kW, it must not be confused with power consumption. Rated cooling power consumption power required for rated cooling operation under standard test conditions, the product does not always consume this amount during actual operation. Minimum power consumption, an indicator of power consumption when the inverter operates at low output, whether it is displayed varies by model and test conditions, and it is different from standby power. Maximum power consumption power that may be consumed during high load operation. It may be higher than rated power consumption and is also important when checking electrical system capacity. Monthly electricity consumption, calculated using specified test conditions and operating hours. This is a standardized value for product comparisons. It does not directly represent actual household operating hours. Energy efficiency, grade A grade, based on the efficiency standards for the relevant product category. The monthly electricity bill cannot be determined from the grade alone. If the number on the label is 1-800-W, convert it to 1-8-KW for calculations. The conversion formulas are as follows. 1-000-W equals 1 kW electricity consumption, kWh, equals power consumption, kW, times operating time, H, if a 1-8-KW product operates at its rated level for 1 hour, it consumes 1.8 kWh if different numbers are listed on the indoor and outdoor units, do not add them arbitrarily. Check the product manual for cooling power consumption or total system power consumption. The rated input on the outdoor units label may indicate a specific configuration or electrical system standard. Calculating inverter type electricity consumption, an inverter air conditioner adjusts the compressor speed according to the indoor temperature and cooling load. It generally uses high output when initially cooling the room and then reduces its power consumption after approaching the set temperature. Therefore, rated power consumption times total time the unit is switched on can be used as a calculable upper bound scenario, but it may overestimate actual consumption. Conversely, multiplying only the minimum power consumption by the total time may underestimate consumption by excluding initial cooling and high load operation. Calculating by dividing operation into periods for an inverter model, It is easier to understand the calculation by separating the initial cooling period from the temperature maintenance period. Daily electricity consumption equals initial cooling power consumption times initial operating time plus average maintenance power times maintenance time, for example. Suppose a product with a rated power consumption of 1.8 kW is used for 8 hours per day under the following assumptions. Average power during the first 2 hours, 1.6 kW. Average maintenance power during the next 6 hours, 0.45 kW daily consumption. 1.6 times 2 plus 0.45 times 6 equals 5.9 kWh consumption over 30 days. 5.9 times 30 equals 177 kWh. This is a hypothetical example intended to demonstrate the calculation principle. Actual average power varies depending on product capacity, outdoor temperature, room size, insulation, solar exposure, set temperature, and how often doors are opened. If the manufacturer's app provides daily electricity consumption data, or a household electricity meter shows consumption by time of day, it is best to prioritize those measurements. Wall-mounted and floor-standing air conditioners may draw high currents or be connected to dedicated circuits. So a smart plug with insufficient rated capacity must not be used for measurement. Calculating fixed-speed electricity consumption, the compressor in a fixed-speed air conditioner generally runs at a set output, stops when the set temperature is reached, and restarts when the temperature rises again. Therefore, the calculation must reflect the percentage of time the compressor actually operates, or the duty cycle, rather than the entire time the unit is switched on. Electricity consumption equals rated power consumption times operating time times compressor duty cycle, assuming rated power consumption of 1.8 kW and use for 8 hours per day over 30 days. The results are as follows. Compressor duty cycle daily consumption 30-day consumption 40% 5.76 kWh 172. 8 kWh 60% 8. 64 kWh 259. 2 kWh 80% 11. 52 kWh 345. 6 kWh 100% 14. 4 kWh 432 kWh. The duty cycle varies significantly depending on the weather and housing conditions. Heat waves, direct sunlight through large windows, insufficient cooling capacity, and frequent ventilation can increase the compressor duty cycle. When comparing the costs of inverter and fixed-speed models, do not judge them solely by the same rated power consumption. Check whether the products have similar cooling capacities, whether they are being compared under the same room and outdoor conditions, and what their actual average power or duty cycle is. Adding existing appliance consumption, residential electricity rates are not calculated separately for the air conditioner. They are applied to the household's total electricity consumption during the meter reading period. First, use the consumption from a recent bill for a month, when the air conditioner was rarely used, as the baseline consumption. Estimated total consumption equals existing appliance consumption plus estimated air conditioner consumption, for example. If existing appliances consume 250 kWh per month, and the air conditioner consumes 177 kWh, the estimated total consumption is 427 kWh. The additional cost caused by the air conditioner is not calculated simply as 177 kWh times a single rate. Instead, it is calculated as follows. Additional air conditioner charge equals total charge at 427 kWh minus total charge at 250 kWh. This difference-based method reflects cases in which air conditioner use changes the progressive rate tier or the basic charge tier. However, consumption from the same month last year may also include changes in the use of other appliances, time spent at home, and the number of days in the meter reading period. Applying progressive residential electricity rate tiers, the following table shows a typical tier structure used to calculate Korea Electric Power Corporation's low-voltage residential electricity rates. The summer tiers are expanded in July and August. Because rates and additional charges may change, Check Korea Electric Power Corporation's latest rate schedule and your bill at the time of the actual calculation. Category Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 consumption range, in other seasons, 0200 kWh, 201, 400 kWh, more than 400 kWh consumption range, in July-August, 0300 kWh, 301, 450 kWh, more than 450 kWh basic charge, 910, 11. 600-17, 301, electricity usage rate 120, 01/kWh 214, 61/kWh 307, 31/kWh the progressive. Rate system does not multiply all consumption by a single rate from the final tier. Consumption is divided among the applicable tiers, and each tier's rate is applied separately. For example, if 430 kWh is consumed in July, the electricity usage charge is calculated using the following structure. Tier 1, 300 kWh times 120. 01 Tier 2, 130 kWh times 214. 61 Basic Charge. The basic charge for the tier containing the total consumption, the climate and environmental charge, and fuel cost adjustment charge applicable at the time of billing are then reflected. Value-added tax, the Electric Power Industry Basis Fund, and other charges are added based on the result. The general calculation structure is as follows. Determine the basic charge. Add the electricity usage charges for each tier. Add the climate and environmental charge. Add or subtract the fuel cost adjustment charge for the relevant period. Calculate value-added tax and the Electric Power Industry Basis Fund. Apply eligible discounts and settlement items, such as welfare discounts and large family discounts. Separate rates may apply in certain seasons to high consumption exceeding 1,000 kWh per month. The actual bill may also vary depending on an apartment single contract or comprehensive contract arrangement, residential high voltage or low voltage service, meter reading period, and discount eligibility. Differences among cooling, dehumidification, and fan modes, exact power consumption, cannot be determined from the mode name alone. Control methods vary by manufacturer and model, so the product manual and actual measurement data should take priority. Operating mode, typical operation interpreting power consumption cooling, uses the compressor to remove indoor heat and lower the temperature power consumption, may increase when the difference between the set temperature and current temperature is large. Dehumidification cools the air to condense moisture and reduce humidity because it uses the compressor. It is not necessarily a low power mode. Depending on operating time and control method, it may consume more or less power than cooling. Fan circulates air mainly using the indoor fan. The compressor generally does not operate, so it consumes less power than cooling or dehumidification, but it cannot actively lower the indoor temperature. Auto, the product adjusts operation according to temperature, humidity, and other factors. Power consumption varies depending on the specific operation selected. Dehumidification commonly works by cooling the evaporator, much like cooling mode, to condense moisture. Therefore, claims that dehumidification does not use the compressor, or dehumidification is always cheaper than cooling, are inaccurate. Fan mode primarily operates the indoor unit's fan, so its instantaneous power consumption tends to be low, but it is not an alternative mode capable of cooling an already hot room. Some products may additionally operate the fan during internal drying or automatic cleaning. Creating estimated ranges by set temperature and operating time for future electricity bills, it is more realistic to present three scenarios, low, typical, and high, rather than a single number. Scenario inverter type calculation, basis fixed speed calculation, basis low consumption, assume low average power during maintenance operation, assume a compressor duty cycle of 30-40% typical consumption, separate initial cooling from maintenance operation, assume a compressor duty cycle of 50-70% high. Consumption apply average power close to the rated level for an extended period, assume a compressor duty cycle of 80-100% for each scenario. Calculate in the following order. Calculate daily air conditioner consumption in kWh. Multiply it by the number of meter reading days or days of use. Add the monthly consumption of existing appliances. Apply the progressive rate tiers and additional charges to total consumption. Calculate the difference between the bill before and after air conditioner use. It is best to avoid applying the same savings percentage to every product for each 1 degree change in the set temperature. This is because differences in outdoor temperature, humidity, insulation, and product control methods make it impossible to guarantee a uniform savings rate. Why calculated amounts differ from actual bills estimated? And actual billed amounts may differ because of the following factors: weather conditions and duration of heat waves, home size, insulation, floor level, and orientation, solar exposure through windows, and how often doors are opened, condition of the filter and outdoor unit heat exchanger, mismatch between air conditioner capacity and the area being cooled, changes in the consumption of other appliances, such as refrigerators, dryers, and electric ranges, differences between the number of meter reading days and actual days of use, residential low voltage or high voltage service and apartment contract arrangements, changes to the climate and environmental charge, and fuel cost adjustment charge individual discounts, such as welfare discounts and large family discounts, billing rules, such as decimal handling and truncation to whole. One, the most accurate method of retrospective verification is to check the household's total electricity consumption on days when the air conditioner was used and compare it with days of similar temperatures when it was not used or was used for fewer hours. If no dedicated measurement feature is available, check whether Korea Electric Power Corporation provides remote meter reading data or whether the manufacturer's app includes an energy consumption feature. Quick calculation checklist. Did you convert the air conditioner's cooling power consumption from W to kW? Did you avoid confusing cooling capacity with power consumption? For an inverter model, did you distinguish between initial cooling and maintenance operation? For a fixed speed model, did you reflect the compressor duty cycle? Did you add the consumption of existing appliances other than the air conditioner? Did you distinguish between the July-August progressive tiers and those for other seasons? Did you divide consumption among the tiers and apply the appropriate rate to each? Did you reflect the basic charge, climate and environmental charge, fuel cost adjustment charge, taxes and funds? Did you calculate the air conditioner's additional cost as the difference between total bills before and after use? Did you check Korea Electric Power Corporation's latest rate schedule and the actual contract category?